Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Store, Google Store, download our app, take Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. It's especially important during the winter, the dark days. Why? Why is it important during the winter? Because for the AM signal 1580, the FCC requires us to power it down when it gets dark. And that may impair your ability to get a good, strong signal if you're listening to it on 1580. And why do they do that? They do that because, believe it or not, the AM signal is affected by the sun's rays. And when the sun goes down and there are no rays, scatters the signal. It's not as good. And it also can interfere with other AM signals around the world, believe it or not. In Berlin, in Paris, Stockholm, Sweden, South America, anywhere. And we don't want their signals interfering with ours either. So when the sun goes down, the FCC says power down, power down. That's all not true with an FM signal, 92.7 FM, but basically you're going to get the best reception. Just download the app. And while you're at it, on the website, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. We put it up there at your request. Really appreciate it. You can figure out ways on that, how you support Devil Radio. You know that more than 80 right-wing broadcasts go out all the time, every day, supporting Donald Trump, supporting the big lie that there's something wrong with our elections, attacking our democracy. And the strongest, least polite voice against that is this station. One of the few voices against that. So it's important to keep that in mind. And thank you very much. Okay, we talked about the Virginia race, but today there are a bunch of other races. There are races for governor of New Jersey, mayor of Boston, mayor of New York, mayor of Buffalo, school board recall in Mequon, Wisconsin, and others. I'm going to talk about some of them right now. Let's start with New Jersey. Governor of New Jersey is Phil Murphy, Democrat, good guy, good governor. He's running against a Republican named Jack Cittarelli. Don't know much about him. Murphy has an 8-point lead. Now, you might think, okay, an 8-point lead is solid going into an election. Unlike Virginia, that's a dead tie right now. An 8-point lead seems pretty sweet. Well, don't rest on your laurels. A lot depends on turnout. A lot depends on enthusiasm. A lot depends on a lot of local issues and a lot of stuff. The truth is that New Jersey should be Democratic by more than 8 points. Certainly Biden carried it by more than 8 points. Biden carried Virginia by 10 points. And poor McAuliffe isn't a dead heat. Part of it is that the incumbent party in the presidency can lose ground in the off year. And part of it is that the Congress has not completely passed either one of his infrastructure bills. And one of them has passed the Senate, and the Progressive Caucus simply won't pass it. Now, Jamila Priyapal says she will. That's good. Better late than never. But anyway, Phil Murphy is in a better position than Terry McAuliffe in Virginia. But he's still fighting hand to hand with the Republicans. What's the issue there? The issue there, unlike in the Yunk and McAuliffe race in Virginia, which appears to be education, critical race theory, and wearing masks. And you know, this critical race theory business, there really is no such thing. I mean, people are making it anything they want to. Some school districts don't want you to teach any of Martin Luther King's speeches. Are you kidding me? That's an integral part of American history. Some people don't want you to talk about Reconstruction, how it ended in the Devil's Compromise after the election of Rutherford Hayes in 1876. So African Americans were brutalized and killed at will for 100 years. That's part of our history. We should learn about that. On the other hand, nutty theories out of the New York Times 1619 project about the motivations of some of the early revolutionaries, I don't agree with it, and many historians don't agree with it. That's not getting taught. Only facts are getting taught. And as far as masks go, the little ones have to be protected. I mean, up until like this week, you couldn't vaccinate anybody under 12. Well, under 12 is everybody from pre-K to sixth grade. Little ones can get this, and it's very dangerous. And what? People are objecting to masks? Let me tell you something. You have a right to make decisions about your own health. If you don't want to get bypass surgery or you don't want treatment for your cancer, okay. When it comes to communicable diseases, polio, smallpox, COVID, you are going to get vaccinated or you're going to be isolated from other people because we have rights too to our health. But these are the fights, the stupid fight in the recall of the Mequon School Board, four of them under attack, four good board members by four right-wingers supported by right-wing money, supported by this Richard Eline from Illinois, right-wing guy, hired a former Trump lawyer, fighting about critical race theory and masks. Very, very tired about this. I'm hoping that Mequon steps up. And I mean, you know, they had one of the people trying to unseat one of the good board members, one of the bad insurgents who's on Rebecca Clayfish's campaign, who said that Planned Parenthood is a white supremacist organization. I mean, do you want stupidity like that on your school board? I don't care what her personal feelings are. We want people who care about professional education. And I'm thinking that Mequon will want that, Republican or Democratic. Certainly they have the income and education up there, but we'll see. In New Jersey, unlike Virginia, with Phil Murphy, the issue are taxes. Taxes are high in New Jersey. Okay. Murphy's doing his best to keep a lid on him. And this election will be a referendum on taxes. That's something different. That's legitimate. That's not some socially nut issue. That's a legitimate issue. But Murphy appears to be ahead by 8 points. Let's take Boston, Beantown, old Beantown. Walsh, Marty Walsh, great mayor, was selected by Biden to be a Secretary of Labor. He was a great mayor, Marty Walsh. So there is an open mayoralty. The incumbent, the council member who by law succeeded to be acting mayor the way Chevy Johnson is in Milwaukee, if Tom Barrett leaves to be ambassador to Luxembourg, got beaten in the primary. She just didn't get the job done. And the two finalists are a woman named Michelle Wu, W-U, and Anissa George. And that's come down. They're both, you know, liberal Democrats. That's come down to dueling identity politics. Michelle Wu, her parents came from Taiwan. She went to Harvard, hung around, and is running for mayor. Anissa George has a very unusual background. Her father's from Tunisia. She's Arab, half Arab. And her mother is from Poland, and she was born in Germany in like some displaced person's camp type thing. So you have dueling hard luck stories, dueling ethnicities, dueling identity politics, dueling victimologies, and the vote comes out to, right now, the polls, the very last poll, 61% for Michelle Wu, 31% for Anissa George, almost 2-1, basically 2-1. Looks like Michelle Wu will get it. I'm hoping this is more than dueling victimologies and hard luck stories and that Michelle Wu actually is a good mayor. We will see. We will see. In New York today, Eric Adams against Curtis Sliva. Curtis Sliva. Eric Adams is the president of the borough of Brooklyn. There are five boroughs in New York, Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Manhattan, and Staten Island. There's only one of them that is attached to the mainland United States. The rest of them are islands. The only one that's attached to the mainland of the United States is the Bronx. It's also the only one that has a the in front of it. You don't say the Manhattan. So, you know what I mean? Well, Brooklyn is over 3 million people. There's a statistic. You know, when you were in school, I don't know if you heard this, but it would be things like, okay, if there are 25 more or more people in a room, the statistical odds are two of them will have the same birthday, not necessarily the same year, but like say April 14. If there are 25 out of 365. Statistically, and this is hard to believe, every town in the United States with 5,000 or more population has somebody who is a resident of Brooklyn. Everyone, every town of 5,000. Now, Random Lake only has 2,000. There's probably nobody from Brooklyn there, but Monroe is 10,000. That means that there's probably somebody there who was born in Brooklyn. Brooklyn's a big deal. Eric Adams is ahead 61% to 25%. Curtis Sliva is the guardian angel guy with the red beret, you know, kind of roaming around being a good vigilante. He did confess early on that he faked basically criminal situations to make himself look good. He's a little bit of a loose cannon. Eric Adams used to be highly placed in the police department too. Eric Adams, solid guy, looks like he'll win. Buffalo is the most interesting. They had a mayor named Byron Brown. He was upset. He's the incumbent, and he was upset by India Walton. That's her name, I-N-D-I-A, like the country. India Walton, who's a socialist. I'm not talking about a democratic socialist. I'm talking about a regulation card-carrying socialist, and she knocked him off. He now is writing a write-in campaign. That's very hard to win, a write-in campaign. It really is. Lisa Murkowski did it in Alaska some years ago when a nut beat her in a primary, and she did it anyway. India Walton beat Byron Brown in the Democratic primary. He's now running against her in the general as a write-in. Believe it or not, latest polls show that Byron Brown is ahead of India Walton by 17 points. People in Buffalo apparently don't want to swallow the whole alligator on the socialism thing. So it looks like Byron Brown will get it. A lot of interesting races. Just spend some time tonight looking at them. We'll talk about them tomorrow. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us. And the world